Welcome back to Juneau Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. The city and borough of Juneau has just lowered the community risk level for COVID, another milestone on this long and twisted pandemic journey that we have been on. But now we are at minimal risk level. So what does that mean as far as COVID restrictions go? And we want to find out what was factored into the CBJ's decision to lower that risk level. And we've got Denise Koch with us. She is the Deputy Director of Engineering and Public Works, but she has also been working on this CBJ's COVID response. So good afternoon, Denise.
Good afternoon, Rhonda. Thank you so much for having me. And I'll take that first question about, you know, it's just an acknowledgement that the community risk level has been lowered to minimal. And what that really means and what went into that decision-making process. I'd just like to say overall, it's a really good thing. What it means is that many of the factors that the group, and I should mention the group is an emergency operations center, and it's comprised of CBJ, public health, and Bartlett officials. So we have, you know, a lot of that visibility and input from different data sources. And what we do is we look at how many cases of COVID are in the community. And that's something we've been tracking for a long time. But as a lot of your listeners know, due to the availability of rapid antigen tests, where you could just take the tests in the comfort of your own home, not all of the COVID positives wind up going into sort of the official health and social services or public health databases. So we look at more than just the number of cases. We also look at relative hospital factors. So, you know, how many patients are in the hospital with COVID? What percentage of beds are occupied by COVID patients? How stressed or not is the hospital in terms of their staffing? Are they able to medevac, which sort of touches on what the risk is like and what the situation is like in other communities? So there it's multifactorial. But what we really saw is that all those numbers were going down. They were all moving in the right direction. And the really important thing about a community risk level is that it's scalable. So as the risk increases and the numbers increase and the more people that are in the hospital and all those other factors, then we ask a little bit more of the community in terms of some of the mitigation factors like masking, for example. And as the risk scales down and there's less COVID in the community, then we can sort of pull back a little bit from some of those mitigation factors. And I mentioned masking because that's something people are always really interested in. And the really important thing is when you're at the minimal level, which is risk level one, it really means that masking is optional in most places. The reason I say most places is that there are some really important caveats. Healthcare facilities can have their own masking requirements. There are still federal requirements for public transit, for example. So if you're going to the airport or you're riding a bus, you still have to mask. But private businesses can still make their own rules. So if private business can decide that, you know, people have to be masked, but it's not required by CBJ requirements. So that's really important. I did want to also make this distinction that right now at CBJ facilities, masks are still required, but we are reevaluating that, and we're likely to sort of loosen up those restrictions here pretty soon as well.
I think one thing that has some eyebrows raised, and correct me if I don't understand this properly, but the CDC has put Juneau's risk level at medium while the city's is at minimal. Are we talking apples and oranges, or is this a contradiction?
That's a great question, and I completely understand why that is confusing. So as many of you know, last Friday, CDC made their big announcement, and they changed their paradigm in how they calculate community risk. And they went to a low, medium, high system. And they really, the part of the reason for that change is they wanted to incorporate not just the number of cases, they also wanted to look at issues like severity. So they also started looking more heavily at hospital capacity and those types of factors, which is very, very similar to what we're doing at CBJ. So CBJ also has a scalable system. We're looking at those same sorts of factors. We have a four-part system. So we have fully open, minimal, moderate, modified, high. So I understand why there's some confusion because the systems are a little bit different. But in terms of the outcome and what's recommended for the public in both of those systems, under the CDC, Juno is considered moderate. And under moderate, for example, masks are optional. They do say that if you are immunocompromised or if you're living with people who are vulnerable, that you should speak to your healthcare provider to see what's right for you and your family. But it's not a requirement. And that's the same outcome at the CBJ minimal level, where masking is essentially it's recommended, but it's optional. It's not ultimately a mandate.
Well, before we run out of time, it would be good to hear about where you can still get services, because I imagine you're starting to stand down at a minimal risk level. So some things may not be available, still available.
Sure. And we really want to make the community aware of all the resources that are available to them. But you're right, as you know, here we are 2 years into a pandemic. We're at minimal right now. There are some services that we're starting to tail off. So I want to specifically mention the COVID hotline and the testing that happens at the fire training center. Just this week, we moved from a model where both of those services were available 7 days a week. We're now moving to a system where they're open 5 days a week. So we're sort of transitioning down a little bit. They are closed on Wednesdays and Sundays. And that's a change. But on Wednesdays and Sundays, just wanted the community to know that there is, for example, testing available at throughout the community and other locations, for example, Capstone, Search, Juno Family and Urgent Care. So there's a lot of testing capacity with those healthcare providers. And of course, CBJ is still providing free rapid antigen tests for the community at the public libraries, at the public health center, and at the Juno Police Department.
You know, despite this minimal risk, I'm still hearing of people being tested for COVID and coming up positive. And so it's still out there in the community, but in general, how severe are these cases? Are they tending to be on the mild side on the whole?
So in general, right now, Omicron is still the dominant variant. And Omicron, in general, is a much less severe version of COVID than Delta, for example. So we did see in January in particular, we saw very high levels of Omicron in the community, a high caseload, and we were bracing to see if that was going to reflect in the hospital, for example. And we never really saw a proportional increase in hospitalization. And so that's really because Omicron is generally milder for most people. But you're right, it's out there. So still test if you feel sick.
Well, we are out of time, so we'll have to say goodbye. Thank you so much, Denise Koch, for bringing us up to date on COVID.
Thanks, Rhonda.